One little thing about you mentioned the kind of humorous irony, shall we say, of the Vienna Philharmonic saying, "Ah, you have done Schubert, now you can come to us and do Strauss, Father and Son." At the same time, I was reading the reviews of your concerts with the orchestra in the part of Spain that is in Africa, the Canary Islands, and you had the one major critic, really, from Madrid, from
Sí,
El
Vela del
País,
Campo,
although he's from Barcelona, but he writes for the
sí,
national paper, Vela del Campo. And he came, and I read, at least from his review, he went to both performances of each program in the two capitals there. And he was, of course, very complimentary, and I'm sure it was very exciting for him. If you are a critic of symphonic music and you live in a country that doesn't have a lot of symphonic music, to see Chicago Symphony, Riccardo Muti, etc., this must be quite special. But on and on, and then at the end he says, "But in many ways the greatest was Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves," or whatever the name of the
The
overture was.
Indigo
"Indigo and the
and the
40
the
Thieves."
40 thieves,
Right. And he said, "The lightness and the excitement and the animation was like your old friend Kleiber."
yes.
And if you can do this with the overture, in a way, that's the key to so much else, isn't it?
Certo. But I learned with the four concerts that I did for the New Year's concert. I learned from the Vienna Philharmonic all this style and this lightness, etc. So, but I was very impressed about the fact that the orchestra, the Chicago Symphony, more and more we played this piece, more they sounded like the Vienna Philharmonic, the sound, no, the spirit. Still the Chicago Symphony,
Right.
but with but if I had not conducted this music there and with the Vienna Philharmonic and Schubert also,
Yeah,
no, this kind
yeah.
of I would have not been able to do this.
Well, sometimes operetta is closer to Schoenberg in the sense of, it's
Sí,
not that
sí,
it's something, it's that it's badly played. But
sí.
when it's well played, I
Play, sí.
remember a young conductor doing Merry Widow a few years ago at the opera here. I thought, my goodness, this is much better music than I've heard it played before. But it was because someone really passionate about it.
Sí.
And
Also, there is the orchestration. It's so refined, and but when I was in Luxembourg, because one piece, the Nabucco, was for one program, and Indigo, Strauss was another program. But in Luxembourg, I wanted to end because was no Verdi in that program. So at the end of the concert, I said, "I have a surprise for you, Verdi, overture. Guess." So was like when you put in the jukebox the Forza del Destino because
Did anyone guess Nabucco?
see one
Okay,
voice
one
said
voice.
Nabucco
Okay, but it's nice too. To you look at the programs of the past decades, particularly the early years of the last century of Theodore Thomas. There would be overtures and
see.
encores and all throughout the program. I mean that now we don't. You have been bringing them back to us, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
But
There's not
is it,
only
when I
need for
see also the
symphonies.
programs of Toscanini, the first programs that he did as music director of the New York
Yeah.
Philharmonic, very strange. Today would
Yeah.
be you would kill me if I it's incredible. Corelli Concerto Grosso, then Beethoven First Symphony, and then Albéniz, sort of a
Right.
mixed salad with a.
Yeah.
It's strano. It's
It
strange. It's
is
the.
strange how these tastes change, what shapes them. Is it coming from the conductor, the audience, the orchestra, recordings of the day?
I would
It's hard
be
to say.
interested about an answer of Toscanini if somebody asked him what was the concept of this program. I don't know what he would answer.
We'll have to check the board that can speak to the spirits. Yeah.
See.
I want to come to a couple of things about opera. You've given us a gift in Chicago. Maybe you weren't aware that it would have a long effect, and that is that it was announced. While we're speaking, 2 days before that. Tatiana
Sergian
will sing Tosca with Lyric Opera of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in this case, she came to the attention because of the work she's done with you in the Verdi Requiem and as Lady Macbeth in Macbeth. And I think that also comes back to something of when people hear something done right, they take notice. They could be the first time in a concert hall, or they could be a lifelong manager in the industry, as they say. It makes a big difference when they hear something that's really it, and not because this person has a picture in the newspaper with her new car, her new husband, her new baby, something like that. I don't know anything about Miss Serge. I mean, I know she's from the East, but, you know, what I know is that she's a presence on the stage.
She's a great singer.
You are doing less staged opera, of course. Mm-hmm. What do you have coming up on opera
now,
stage?
Now, Manon is cool.
Yeah.
With the director is my daughter, Chiara.
So you have some idea who will tell who what to do? She will tell you.
No. She did already with me the...
Hindemith.
So yeah. I treat her like... not like my daughter. No.
Right.
Professionally,
yeah.
So she has worked on her regie, her ideas, etc. And she showed me as generally directors do.
Right.
And
musically, what I mean, we know pieces of your thoughts about Verdi, of course, and about other of the truly great conductors. I don't want to diminish Puccini, but my guess is you wouldn't write a whole book about your views of Puccini.
No.
But what is it you want to restore or bring to attention there?
Puccini have conducted and recorded Manon and two different records of Tosca, one with La Scala and one with Philadelphia. The fact that I've not done more Puccini doesn't depend on the fact that I like more or less this composer. Of course, he was a great composer, interested really in the European music, interested in Schoenberg, interested in Stravinsky, etc. The fact that in my repertoire, you go from Pergolesi, mm-hmm. to Stravinsky, mm-hmm. in the theater, Poulenc, etc., Hindemith, mm-hmm. so Pergolesi, Cimarosa, Paisiello,
sì.
So life is too short.
Yeah.
So Spontini, Cherubini,
sì.
And a lot of Verdi, I did in La Scala 6 operas of Mozart, mm-hmm. 5 operas of Gluck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot
right,
of
right.
So in the few, also there are some operas of Puccini that I'm sure that I will never conduct, mm-hmm. not because they are not beautiful operas, but and I will tell you immediately. It's Bohème and Butterfly. I'm not really interested in Bohème. Is a fantastic opera, but is also the beginning of the musical. No, in
yes,
a way.
Right. It's really a total piece of theater.
See.
The music is serving the idea of theater.
And the Butterfly, it's just because when I hear Un bel di vedremo le varche, I prefer to go in another direction.
I see. Okay. So Bohème is the beginning of musical, and Butterfly is the beginning of pop music for you, maybe. No,
I don't know.
Overly melodramatic, or
I don't like it.
Okay.
I mean, there are a fantastic pace, but. It's a story that doesn't I'm not interested in. But what I would like to do, and if I have time and health, is Fanciulla del West, mm-hmm. because that is really great. And
it's an interesting piece. It's pushing in many directions.
And Il Trittico, of course. Trittico. Il Trittico is a masterpiece. I should speak about Il Trittico. Last month I was for 2 days in Lucca. Mm-hmm. That, of course, is the town, home, la città, the city of where Puccini was born, si. But also Catalani. Mm-hmm. And Catalani is a very, very important composer. Mm-hmm. He died very young, mm-hmm. quite young, but if he had lived longer, the story of the Italian theater would be
sure,
completely
different.
Sure, just
look at different. La Wally, si. Imagine 10 of those,
si,
right?
Ma yeah. La raffinatezza, si. Refinement yeah. of his... And one day I would like to do La Vallée. The problem is that I have to find the tenor.
Maria Callas. No, you have to find one.
The soprano yes. and the tenor.
Yes.
These okay. are operas.
That's all.
That's all.
But tell us.
I was saying about this. Yeah. What was in Lucca? And because Christina, my wife, was doing the regie of Falstaff. That, and so I arrived, actually, I arrived from Chicago, I think, or from, well, I don't remember. Roma. So I was in the square of this fantastic town, and there was a man that came to me all in black with a big mantle, all black. And so we started to speak. He said, Maestro, I like the way you conduct. What an honor to have you here. You know, the usual phrases. Mm-hmm. And so I said, grazie, all the best for you, father. Padre, mm-hmm. I said, father. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, I said, but I'm not a priest. Mm-hmm. I said, no, but the mantle that you have black, he said, questo è il tabarro. So people are so... in love,
living the life of Puccini
that he was going around con il tabarro.
Yes, right. And his wife is dressed like Turandot.
But I was shocked.
Yes, that's really something.
Grazie, padre. Thank you, father.
Oh, that's wonderful. What do you think needs to be remembered musically when you are approaching a Puccini opera, or in this case, Manon Lescaut.
Now, first,
you want the orchestra
to give back the seriousness of this composer. Yeah. And Toscanini was the one that really, when you hear the Bohème conducted by Toscanini, it's really a piece of music without all these exaggerations, right. tears, right. and sentimentalismo.
Right.
That all these things have been really a drama mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. Puccini, because right. Puccini became, you know, the sort of che gelida manina se la lasci, with all the exaggerations
right.
of the.
When you hear Puccini, when you hear Toscanini, quote, singing along, he's really kind of getting them back down from these games, right?
E Puccini era un musicista raffinatissimo
si.
And very serious.
Si.
And he writes exactly like Mahler what he wants mm-hmm. in the score. Mm-hmm. So all this ritardando and accelerando and fermate mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. screaming mm-hmm. and this and that, they've become a sort of, you know, I've made Puccini sort of for decades.
Yes.
Sort of, you know, second-class right. composer.
Right.
And he had the same problem that was for Tchaikovsky, no?
Yeah.
For many decades, also Tchaikovsky, the super cultivated people,
right.
they didn't
So if
like
music
it.
Is romantic, make it even more overly broad, so it's not romantic in any kind of real way anymore,
no,
and then let everyone turn their noses up at it.
Si, Matt. Also, when Puccini wants a note that is very, very specific, when he says some notes cantato, sung, or la parola, the word quasi cantato, almost, or maybe parlato. Mm-hmm. So, but many times in Puccini you hear singers speaking instead of singing. Mm-hmm. For example, in Tosca, mm-hmm. when Tosca says to Cavaradossi, no, this says quanto. When is the moment that Tosca gives the impression that she is accepting the amount? Says quanto, how much, and the tradition is in Italian that is terrible. It says quanto, that sounds like
a mafia movie or something.
Si, si, qua, yeah. qua, oh right, my, right, right. These are all things that the Puccini would have, I'm sure that he would have killed if he heard it. In fact, he said that the best performances were from Toscanini. Mm-hmm. And there was a love and hate between the two.
Yes.
And Toscanini was so tough that when he was conducting Votto, my teacher told me that when he was rehearsing in La Scala, the new opera of Boito, Nerone, that was the Puccini wanted to hear the rehearsals of this new opera of Boito, and Puccini went to La Scala, but the portiere, the doorman, didn't give him the possibility to go in the theater because Puccini was very curious about this, but he said this. Order of Toscanini, nobody can. But this is Sono Giacomo Puccini. Right. Doesn't matter. You are out.
I imagine you have thought sometimes maybe you could do this with certain composers or others.
See, si, 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 why not?
And lastly, you've just come back from 2 weeks with the orchestra that included rehearsal concerts, but also some relaxed time together. Because you were in Canary Islands before you went to the tropics of Essen and of Luxembourg. But just curious if any impressions about the orchestra and you right now, how you're feeling about them.
No, I think that there is a wonderful relationship. We can make seriously rehearsals, but have also a good time. Mm-hmm. I think that more and more the musicians understand the sometimes the crazy attitude of an Italian, southern Italian. And maybe at the beginning it was not, I mean, they always was a wonderful relation, musical.
Right, right.
But I some expressions, some things that were a little bit strange and unusual, let's say, from the podium. But then now they know that there is never, if I make a comment about the Italians or about the Germans or about the Austrians, it's never evil or nasty. Mm-hmm. It's just this kind of sense of humor that comes from the Mediterranean area. And the concerts were really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to feel that together with this the Chicago Symphony and Muti is today in the world of music as a meaning.
Yes.
In fact, for example, in Luxembourg, when they announced the Chicago Symphony and Muti, the tickets went away immediately in 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And was really so sold out that they had to put chairs and around the hall.
Right.
So I think that we should tour more and more because it's important. It's extremely important what we do for the public in Chicago and the United States. But this orchestra deserves to be heard around the world because still has and will have in the future a very charismatic name.
Yeah.
So it's an orchestra that guarantees the success before the concert.
Riccardo Muti, maestro, grazie.
Grazie a te, Andrew.
You heard the second of two parts of our January 29, 2014 interview with Riccardo Muti, recorded in his Orchestra Hall suite by Eric Arunas. We opened with not Indigo and the 40 Thieves, but another Johann Strauss Jr., I'd say rarity, the Ägyptischer March, the Egyptian March, Opus 335, written in 1869 for the opening of the Suez Canal, played there by Riccardo Muti in the first of his four New Year's Day concerts with the Vienna Philharmonic, this from 1993. Maestro Muti mentioned that, of all things, he is preparing, when he leaves Chicago, for a Rome opera, new production of Puccini's Manon Lescaut. So, having heard Mr. Muti's thoughts about the opera and about conducting Puccini, let's hear the first act of Puccini's 1893 breakout opera, the one that preceded his great hits, but is a great hit of its own, Manon Lescaut. I'm not going to get into the whole story. I'm just going to tell you that we're going to hear the whole first act of Riccardo Muti's live performance, June 1998, at Teatro alla Scala. And in addition to the La Scala Orchestra, you will hear Maria Gulagina as Manon Lescaut, Lucio Gallo as Lescaut, José Cura as Desgrieux, Luigi Roni as Geronte, and Marco Berti as Edmondo, other singers and chorus, Riccardo Muti at the helm, and we'll see you in about half an hour. Thank you.
ci troppo onor mi fate.
Nel parco indovinato amico, ti giunci tu lo scappo.
Non ho l'ancora. Ma se mi doleva, bionda stella, dillo a me, palesate mil destino e le divino disordente che m'innamori, ch'io vecchia e amori eternamente. Tra voi belle prole bionde si nasconde giovinetta vaga e mezzosa dalla prorosa che m'aspetta. Se tu prona snella, dillo a me.
Seguire. Yeah. So Parigi, sospiro infinito. Un rapimento, quel libertino audace, quel vecchio che con voi giunse, una trama al vostro danno ardì. Il colpo è fatto, la carrozza è pronta. Che burla colossal, presto partite.
Che fuggiamo,
fuggiamo, fuggiamo, che il vostro rapitor un altro sia.
Thank you.
If you get to Rome at the end of this month or the beginning of March, you can see and hear where Riccardo Muti's thinking about Manon Lescaut has gone in the 15, 16 years since this live recording from June 1998 at Scala, cast that was led by and included Maria Gulagina, Lucio Gallo, Jose Cura, Luigi Roni, and Marco Berti. We heard Act One of the four-act opera. Thanks, as ever, to Riccardo Muti for being so generous with his time, Eric Arunas, Celeste Robluski, and Emily Master for making this interview happen, Matt DeStefano for putting it all together with me and making it sound great, Alphawood Foundation, our funder, and other funders and friends of this program. Drop us a line, Rentap, R-E-N-T-A-P, that's Patner spelled backwards, at AOL.com. WFMT on Facebook, a place for you to comment or communicate. WFMT.com/critical thinking, where you can hear this or any of our other programs on the always free Critical Thinking podcast. I'm Andrew Patner. Ciao.